Next public speaker is Honorable Steve White, Judge, Superior Court of Sacramento County. 5 minutes, and I'll give a warning of 1 minute. Thank you.
Thank you.
My name is Steve White. I'm a judge of the Superior Court of Sacramento County. I'm the president of the Alliance of California Judges, which you know from my previous appearances before you. It continues to be a growing organization, now exceeding 500 members. And my purpose to be here today is to urge this body to support the audit that is requested by Assemblymember Joan Sawyer of the AOC itself, an audit that has never been done, notwithstanding references to the SEC report as an audit. It specifically was not, as its principal author, the esteemed Judge Walkup, observed that it was neither tasked with nor funded to audit the AOC, and also because of the findings within that audit, purported audit, as represented by the by people here, that it was very critical of the AOC, finding, among other things, the lack of full disclosure or shading of information to make it appear more favorable to the AOC has created mistrust. And unless credibility and trustworthiness are instilled as core organizational values modeled from the top down, the AOC cannot expect to be successful in its dealings with its employees, the courts, the legislature, its stakeholders, and the public. I come before you not to castigate or excoriate anybody here or the AOC. I know many, maybe most of you, and I like all of you I know, and I respect all of you I know, and I respect all of you who I've not yet met. I respect this body. I have been, I think, legitimately and appropriately critical of this body for not taking ownership of its responsibilities over more than a decade, ownership failings which were identified in some discrete separate audits having to do with findings that the Long Beach Courthouse could and should have been billed for $160 million less than it was, having to do a lot with the CCMS debacle. I do recall when I came before you almost 4 years ago and implored this body not to transfer another $110 million from trial court funding to CCMS, citing at that time the governor's statement, the incoming governor, that he was going to cut the judicial branch budget, and citing the fact that the state auditor's report was shortly coming out. The consequence of all of that was that because the council decided to go ahead and transfer that money anyway, the loss to the people of the state of California on the CCMS project was almost $600 million as opposed to $110 million less. Today there would be more courtrooms open, more court reporters and clerks working, and so forth. One of the reasons why the audit that we urge this body to support rather than oppose, and I note with some interest that this body seems already without a vote to be opposing it, as I've had conversations with legislators yesterday and today, which sort of affirm that point, is that in order for this body to have credibility and for the AOC to have credibility, it needs such an audit. There are three reasons, it seems to us, for the audit that we call for, and that I am hopeful that JLAC will approve and authorize. One is just to find out how monies are spent in the AOC and the Judicial Council, and not necessarily for the purpose of identifying misspent monies or improperly spent monies. That's really not the point. Maybe some of that is there, but that's not the point. The second part of it, and this is important, is to find out the priority of allocation of those monies. Neither the legislature nor the governor nor the courts know what that is.
1 minute.
The reporting that is provided is opaque, anything but transparent, and there's a lot of hide the ball. We would like to know which programs and how much monies are being spent on so that people who have real responsibilities about keeping courts going, judges, legislators, the governor, can make informed choices and urge policy decisions which can move, if it's appropriate, some $20 or $30 or $40 million that's presently spent by the AOC on programs important to the AOC, but maybe not as important for keeping courts open at a time when courts have been cut by devastating swaths by over $1 billion, and the AOC has had really de minimis reductions, and in some cases the reductions claimed were less than they were because a lot of it was put off book and into private contractors.
Time.
The last thing we need is that the courts have to regain confidence in the AOC and in the Judicial Council, and it doesn't happen without that audit.
Thank you.
You.